In order to reduce the amount of reloading required in the heat of battle, we wanted players to be able to upgrade the pistol by increasing its ammo capacity. That might seem like a small change, but implementing it in a way that was intuitive to players and that didn't have a lot of negative side effects was surprisingly tricky to get right. Our initial mechanic for increasing the ammo capacity was to use double-sized clips. Once the pistol was upgraded, the player's backpack held clips with twice as many bullets, and those were represented by a clip model that was twice as long. But unfortunately, the longer clips presented a lot of distracting fictional problems. For one, they looked ridiculous protruding out of the bottom of the pistol. Players were also left wondering what was going on in their backpack to transform the single-capacity clips that they put in there into the double-capacity versions that they were pulling out. We were also left with the sort of absurd implication that the pistol clips found in the world now magically all had to be the upgraded double-sized versions. While we did scrap the double-sized clips, the concept was still enticing. We just needed to find a better metaphor. So then we started looking at the hoppers that were used on paintball guns that can store large amounts of paintballs. In fact, the final upgrade that resulted from this whole line of thinking is still internally referred to as the bullet hopper. So with this in mind, we next needed to design an intuitive interaction model. Players were already satisfied with our existing pistol interaction loop, which was eject clip, insert the next one, chamber, and then shoot. So we wanted to preserve these skills that players were already beginning to master. So players would still reload the gun as before, but small mechanical prongs would steal bullets from the inserted clip, pull them into the hopper, and then place them into the firing chamber as needed. Audio cues were also added to clearly communicate the state of the hopper loading process. The hopper also impacted the visual design that we used to convey the state of the pistol. Originally, the clips themselves had a numerical counter indicating the number of bullets remaining. And on its own, this was fine, and players understood it easily. But the readout on the bullet hopper was on the opposite side of the pistol and had a pattern of blue dots indicating the amount of bullets remaining. So these two representations in two different locations made it difficult for players to quickly determine the total number of bullets in the upgraded gun. To solve this, we designed a single visual readout on the side of the pistol grip. It structurally matched the state of a pistol clip, the pistol's bullet chamber, and the bullet hopper if the upgrade was acquired.